is a flat circle. Everything we do, everything we have done, everything we will ever do, we do it over and over and over again, forever. Or do we?
Hey, I'm Kelly. I am a self-proclaimed armchair detective, self-proclaimed armchair psychologist, getting ready for holiday fun, and I'm your host of the Flat Circle Podcast. Dorothy Jane Scott was a quiet young woman from Anaheim, California. She was a single mother to a four-year-old son. She didn't drink, she was a devout Christian, and she spent most of her time at home raising her young son. As far as her family knew, she didn't even date. On May 28, 1980, Dorothy Jane Scott was seen for the last time. Welcome in, everyone. In this episode, we are going to discuss the stalking, kidnapping, and murder of Dorothy Jane Scott. Now, at the time, Dorothy Jane Scott was employed at a psychedelic store by the name of John's Custom Head Shop. It was a store in Anaheim. You know, this stuff that they sold was considered to be associated with the hippies at the time. So love beads, lava lamps, bongs, and other pot smoking paraphernalia, occult supplies, stuff of that nature. So we know that Dorothy Jane Scott was a devout mother and a Christian. You know, family and friends spoke of her quiet nature in every single interview. She wasn't a party girl. She didn't do drugs. She was a busy single mom of a busy four-year-old. Yet someone found Dorothy to be intriguing. So intriguing, in fact, that they became obsessed with her. In the months leading up to her disappearance and eventual death, Dorothy Jane Scott began receiving menacing phone calls from an unidentified male. And she was so upset that she took up karate and even considered buying a handgun. This person told Dorothy that he loved her and that he intended to kill her. A little crazy, right? Dorothy also told family and friends that the voice sounded familiar, but she couldn't quite place it. So everybody knew that this was going on. One night, Dorothy's stalker called and told her that he had a gift for her. He told her to go outside to see what he had left. On the windshield of her car, she found a dead rose. During the most disturbing phone call, he told her that he would cut her up into little bits and pieces so that no one would ever find her. On May 28th of 1980 at 9 p.m., Dorothy Jane Scott joined the rest of her co-workers for a meeting. She noticed that her co-worker Conrad Bostrin was like breathing in pain and his eyes were half glazed over and he's rubbing his hand. So she rushes to his side and she asks if he's okay. And he said he felt that he needed to go to the hospital. He thought that he was dying. There was a red mark on his arm and he was concerned that it was a spider bite. Later on, though, the hospital actually confirmed that it was indeed a spider bite. Now, Dorothy's son, Sean, was at the meeting as well. So she and another co-worker, Pam Head, they helped Conrad to the emergency room. On the way, they stopped at Dorothy's house so that she could drop off her son, Sean, and change scarves from black to red. Now, once they got to the ER, Dorothy and Pam waited for Conrad to be discharged. Pam stated that at no time had Dorothy left her side when they were at the ER. So they were with each other literally the whole time. Around 11 p.m., Conrad was being discharged from the hospital. And so Dorothy says, hey, let me go get the car. I'll pull it around for you so that you don't have to walk. Pam and Conrad were like, cool, thank you. But they waited around for quite a while for Dorothy to arrive. But then at one point, they thought they saw her car like screaming past them at breakneck speed. It was suspicious to Pam because the headlights were off. And they thought that Dorothy was coming to pick them up, not take off. So not long after that, Pam and Conrad Boston reported Dorothy Jane Scott missing. Another suspicious thing, a pack of cigarettes was on the ground next to the spot where Dorothy Jane parked her car. At 4:30 a.m. on May 29th, an empty white 1973 Toyota station wagon was found burning in an alleyway 10 miles from the hospital where Dorothy Jane Scott disappeared. And a week after her disappearance, a malicious unidentified male voice called Dorothy Jane's parents and said, "I've got her," and then the caller hung up. And these creepy calls continued weekly. In fact, every Wednesday afternoon until 1984. And this, the whole time, these calls tormented Vera Scott, Dorothy's mom. The calls were brief. The caller would simply breathe weird, be creepy, and would say that he had her or he had already killed her. Until one evening in 1984 when Jacob Scott, Dorothy's dad, answered the phone. And it was then that the killer caller hung up and the call stopped. That is until August of 1984 when the partial remains of Dorothy Jane Scott were found on land owned by the owner of the head shop, so John's head shop, where she worked as a bookkeeper. And in all things that make you go, he was indicted years later on federal tax evasion. Now, I get that this doesn't make him a murderer, but again, a little shady, right? So theories on who done it. Okay, so let's discuss, right? So let's say that the owner of the land, Dorothy's boss, John, did kill her. Maybe he was the stalker. He was obsessed. He would kill her. Maybe they were secret lovers. But family friends didn't really think that Dorothy was the type. They didn't even think that she was the type to date after having her son. But she was a pretty girl. I mean, she was absolutely gorgeous. But what would have been his motive? Just batshit crazy? Has serial killer tendencies and Dorothy fit the profile? Now, Mike Butler. This is an on-again, off-again relationship, situationship with this person, Mike Butler. And Mike Butler is the father of her son, Sean. Butler reportedly had a troubled past, including a criminal record for drug-related offenses. Some investigators initially considered him a possible suspect, but he's really never been formally named as such. So was it someone at work? Was it someone at church? They also had devil worshippers in town at the time, and you know how people love blaming shit on the devil worshippers. So there are a lot more questions than answers about this case. And it's unfortunate that a little boy lost his mom. It's unfortunate that Dorothy was tormented by an obsessed stalker. And it's unfortunate that this case has never been solved. All right, guys, reach out. I love hearing from you. You can hit me up on social media at Flat Circle Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, or you can send me an email to flatcirclepodcast1@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I am absolutely grateful for you all. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. I hope that you join me for future episodes. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and always question the world around you.